Happy Friday to you. I hope you've had a lovely week, and I also hope you've enjoyed this week's teaching on letting go of control. So the last number of weeks, we started with overthinking, talking about consistency. We looked at trust, surrender, tapping into the subconscious mind, and of course, letting go of control this week. And all of them really blend into one another. So well done. Without sounding cheesy or patronizing, you've done a lot of work over the last number of weeks. If you've missed out on anything or you've just joined, it's time for me, feel free to go back through the teachings and you can do all of these. So tomorrow you're going to have a lovely gentle meditation to finish off this week around letting go of control. On Sunday, for Simplistic Sunday, it actually is falling on a new moon, and what I'd like to do is set some intentions. So I'll be teaching you about intention setting, and I would love for you to make time to do that on Sunday, because next week we're going to be kicking off with a lighter energy, a more motivating energy to kind of get us focused on the last 4 months of the year. So September, October, November and December, what our goals are, what our intentions are, what we need to work on, and also what we've achieved already in this year. So we're 8 months into the year, I can't believe it, almost nine, and it's going to be really good to focus on that. So today's teaching is really to get you to look at the letting go of control, and also really to wrap up what we've done over the last couple of weeks as well. All of the topics, overthinking, the consistency, the surrender, all of them, like I said, have blended well into each other, and that's because they really come back to our mindset. They say our thoughts create our emotions. So when we're thinking a certain way, we are also feeling a certain way. And if anything, when we are in a state of fear, which you've probably been learning over the last few weeks, we then start to feel panicky, feel anxious, feel worried, feel stressed. And it can be very hard then to actually let go of control or let go of fear. I know over the course of the last couple of weeks, I've talked about some personal things that were going on for me and how I was actually delving into fear with them. And what's interesting in today is something kind of came to pass in relation to something I had been fearing about that had actually worked out well. And what I said to myself is, God, everything actually does always work out for the best as it's meant to. And worrying about these things makes the process actually feel longer, more stodgier, and definitely brings a lot of stress. So what I would ask you to do really today is just to be gentle on yourself. This isn't really a teaching for you to go off and write out loads of things or think about loads of things. Be gentle with yourself. Look at what you've done over the last couple of weeks. Look at what you've done this week. Ask yourself what great things you've achieved in the last number of months for yourself. What great things are you learning for It's Time For Me? What are the benefits that you're finding from it? How have you implemented what we're learning here into your everyday life? Because that is what's important. You've signed up for something like this to help you make more time for yourself, to focus on your self-care and focus on your progression. But today I'd like you to actually take stock of everything you've learned and everything you've actually been doing. So I got loads of feedback from you on Wednesday in relation to how you've been finding this week of letting go of control, but also actually feedback and more questions on different things over the last couple of weeks. And what was interesting to me was the recognition from those of you who got in touch with me, even though they were completely different text messages, it all was saying the same thing, which is, I just recognized how much I do that. I'm trying to implement those. I'm trying to do meditation. Awareness is half the battle. And I shouldn't use the word battle because it's not a battle. Awareness is half of your progression. So heightening your awareness, getting in tune with yourself. It's the biggest thing I always say. How are you feeling? What's going on for you right now in this moment? What have you been doing over the last number of weeks that's made you fearful? What have you been doing over the last number of weeks that's made you feel good? That's what you need to do more of. So today is reflection. How have you been getting on? What have you been learning from the teachings we've been doing? Have you been doing the teachings? Have you had time to watch the videos and print out the workbooks? And ask yourself why and why not. But also just really enjoy the day. You have a weekend coming up and make the most of it. Tomorrow is a gentle exercise, and Sunday as well is all about intention setting, which I love. It's really exciting and it really can get you to delve into your imagination and let it run wild and just bring a lightness to your mindset and to your life. So I wish you a beautiful Friday. Look forward to connecting with you tomorrow and Sunday. And I'm really excited about next week. I have some great stuff lined up for you, and I hope you have a beautiful weekend.